Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting third. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Chuck Stevens. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frank Mancuso. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Christman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny Gailhouse. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Denny Gailhouse. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting third. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Cullenbine. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Hutchinson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Fred Hutchinson. And now, play ball. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Berardino moves to third. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick takes first base on ball four. Heath moves to second. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Browns. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dillinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Cullenbein reaches second base with a double. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield strikes out. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gale House fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a fly ball into right field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillinger strikes out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Hutchinson. Heath moves to second. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Judnick hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets takes first base on ball 4. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 1 in the game. Lake hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tebbets moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gale House fields it and throws to first for the out. Tebbets moves to third. Lake moves to second. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarilla is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Zarilla strikes out. One out. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 1 in the game. Mancuso strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Cullenbein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 1 in the game. Wakefield hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Wakefield reaches second base with a double. Cullenbein goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1 Browns. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 1 in the game. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wakefield moves to third. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Bloodworth hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wakefield scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Browns. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tebbets hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hutchinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tebbets moves to second. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lake hits a line drive into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 2. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 1 in the game. Christman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Denny Galehouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Denny Galehouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galehouse is 0 for 1 in the game. Galehouse strikes out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 2 in the game. Evers hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Browns, 3, Tigers, 3. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Cullenbine hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dillinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stevens scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wakefield for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 3. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Heath hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Browns. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Judnick strikes out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 2 in the game. Mullen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards second. Berardino scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tebbets takes first base on ball 4. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hutchinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 3. The Browns will come to bat. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 2 in the game. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Christman hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lake hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Lake reaches second base with a double. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 3 in the game. Kell bunts towards the mound. Gale House fields it and throws to first for the out. Lake moves to third. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cullenbein hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 3. The Browns will come to bat. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 0 for 2 in the game. Gailhouse takes first base on ball 4. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Dillinger strikes out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Berardino strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mullen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bloodworth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mullen moves to second. Jimmy Outlaw pinch runs for Jimmy Bloodworth. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Tebbets hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Tebbets reaches second base with a double. Mullen scores. Outlaw moves to third. It's Browns, 4, Tigers, 4. Tom Farrick now pitching. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hutchinson hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Outlaw scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Tigers. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Lake hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Skeeter Webb now playing second base. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hutchinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Zarrilla hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zarrilla moves to third. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-3 in the game. Mancuso hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Zarrilla scores. Stevens moves to second. Two outs. It's Browns, 5, Tigers, 5. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Christman hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Evers fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Evers. Stevens scores. Christman moves to third. It's 6-5, Browns. Tom Farrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrick hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-3 in the game. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Cullenbein hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wakefield hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.